To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today I want to say the Word of God warns us against bad habits. These things happened to them as example and were written down as warning for us, on whom the culmination of the age has come, according to 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11. So although the Bible warns us of attitudes and activities to stay away from, how seriously are we to follow the biblical example or the biblical counsel this morning? God's cautions are for our good, and ignoring his guidance and commands opens us up to being misled and to help us keep our feet on the path that leads to life. We have to live by the dictate of God's word this morning. The Apostle Paul understood the value of learning from the past in 1 Corinthians 10. He highlighted events from Israel's history to provide examples of spiritual realities and warning against sin. And Paul wanted his readers to learn, just as Israel had discovered, that spiritual pride is a powerful deceiver and self-reliance is a great reducer. Therefore, let everyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall this morning. Take heed is an expression that means to watch carefully. Be careful, be vigilant, or be on the lookout. The word stands in verse 12 refers to holding one's ground, being steadfast, or remaining firm in one's position. The Apostle Paul conveys the idea of a person who thinks he's standing firm in the faith, but in reality is overly confident and self-deceived. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall this morning. Say as 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12 says in the NIV version. So we got to look out, brothers and sisters, and be on our double watch. As St. John chapter 4 and verse 7 to 8 said, submit yourselves. Submit yourself this morning then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. As Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Great and mighty God, Father, we submit ourselves to you this morning. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you that you are a God who never changes, never fails. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that you are our Father, and we lift you up and we glorify your name. As your people go this morning, I pray, God, that your spirit will rest upon our heart. As we seek you, mighty God, I pray that we will find you. As we meditate upon your word this morning, I pray, Lord God, that you will allow us, God, grant us the knowledge and the wisdom this morning. May you touch your people, God. May you comfort, may you strengthen, may you uplift this morning as we look to you, God, as the author and the finisher of our lives. We bless you and we exalt your holy name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let us continue to embrace the ancient word this morning. Have a wonderful day, coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.